All right, so we are going to continue. So just to review, last time we brought the famous Arizal that Purim is, the Yom Kippur is Kippurim, that the Milah of Purim is greater than Purim, than Yom Kippur, and he said the reason for that is that both of them really are a tshuva that's coming from a Kabbalah Satera, that Yom Kippur is a Kabbalah Satera, that after Chayte Egel, they accepted Luchos Shnias, and that's what motivated them to Mekabel the Torah again, and that Kabbalah Satera was Meira, whereas by Purim, it was from Avas Anes, and since it was Me'avas Anes, so that was a tshuva me'ava, and that by Yom Kippur, because it was Meira, it was doim to kafleim har kegigis, it was forced, it was something which they accepted it only because they were on such a madrega of nevua that it was clear to them they wanted to do it, but when that madrega would fall off, then the Kabbalah wouldn't necessarily be there anymore because they were no longer in that heightened state of nevua where they saw the Torah was good for them, whereas by Purim, they saw that since it was a nes nister, they saw that the Abishur was with them even in the darkest of times, and he loves them, and he takes care of them, even in the world of Nister, even when his hashkacha is hidden, and that was something which affected them, which caused a prolonged tshuva. And Rav Chaim Friedlander said something very profound last time. He said many things were profound. One thing that was especially profound, that he said that when you have a nes nigla, the reason why it doesn't motivate people to stay long-term in tshuva is because it's an act of Yiras Shamayim, and it's a one-time thing. When you have a nes nister, it's not a one-time thing. It shows you the same nister yesterday when, you know, all those bad things happened to you and you tripped over your shoelaces and the car payments were due and whatever tsaris you were going through and you didn't get a good night's sleep until you had the flu, right? That same nister, when you see the Yeshua, you chop from that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with you even during the rough times. So it's not like now we're done with the nace, move on in life. It's no. The nace is, it shows me, is Megala, Lashon Megillah, is Megala to me that there's a Shkachar Pratis, even in the world of Nister. And that's something which creates a true Kabbalah. Even when we're not on a spiritual high, that creates a true Kabbalah that we have an Abba for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we want to continue. So we're leaving off here on Milas Purim Nes Nister. So Yisai Zeka Amor Yisgalon Bezir Ambim Nes Purim. So he says this concept, we didn't do this.
Yeah, we did.
So you think we should go back? No, we didn't get Zakar which called Nasa Bebriya Ad Lepratim Pratim. Let's back up to Hevdel by Nes Nister and Nes Nigla. So the previous paragraph. Okay. Brahma, Bir Kachu, Kol Nisim Ad Yimei Purim, Hayu Nisim Gluyim, all the Nisim. So we asked, why was the Nes of Purim the one that motivated him for a permanent Kabbalah? Yeah, I know we just talked about that a second ago. Hayu Nisim, so all the Nisim until our open miracles. So Bittel and Agas, the Teva, where the Teva ceased to function. But Yiras Anus Baruch Hu B'Briah, because Baruch Hu's godliness was reflected into the Briah. Achin tofas chad pamios. They were all one-time events, like we just explained. B'shalkach hein amna mevius es ha'odam b'shalas ma'isa l'chizik emuna l'yira remus b'chad. So granted, on one sense, when you see an open miracle, it blows you away, and you have yiras remus. Shemi Reish Ches, page Reish Ches on the bottom. You have yours, Revimus, that moment, wow, but it's only one time. Achmedach, on the other end of it, Davuk Shochad Pamias, it was only in the moment when it happens. Hashpaz of Mishokal Ainish Shoy Mechol Matzah, but that Hashpaz doesn't carry you further. Whereas by Nes Nister, since you see a Kosh Baruch was there the whole time, so then the Hashpaz that you got will carry with you into the Hester as well too. Ulam Nes Nister, Kenes Purim, Kosh Baruch Hu Mechavid is on Haga Tivius. When a Kosh Baruch Hu directed the natural world, Haragila, that's normal to us, Latovas Yisrael, to the goodness of the Jews, people, maybe la avas Hashem madrega gdoila u'meshachas yoyser, it brings an avas Hashem, and that is something which is not one time, it continues. Zoyis b'nei shalitei neis chazeh, that through a type of miracle, through the teva, k'misboinein ha'adam, that causes the person to stop and think. V'lomer lirois b'naga tibis atzmidis atzyad Hashem, ha'mechuvenes ha'kol l'toivis b'nei Yisrael. And they start realizing that Kosh Baruch Hu is there, and everything ultimately is moving to the toiv, even through the world of teva. Even though it doesn't look good now, at some point, and you might see that toiv in your lifetime, you might not, right? The people who went in the gas chambers did not see that in their lifetime. But l'maisa, it was l'toiva, and when you see a nes in the teva, it tells you whether in the next world, whether in this world, it's moving l'toiva, because ultimately Kosh Baruch Hu loves us and wants to do toiv for us. Kedivrei HaPasek, Rabbi Sassisus Hashem Lokecha, Niflosecha Moshevesecha Aleinu. It's Pasek and Tilam says, Hashem did many great things for us, wondrous things, Umachshevesecha Aleinu, and his machshavis are by us, and Hashem is constantly cheshbining us. I just think it's a very important thing to this Nakuda, that sometimes the most drastic changes that we can have can come through the Teva, right? Because when something comes through Teva, it causes his baininess. So oftentimes you find a person that's tshuva because he hits some kind of a rough patch. You have a guy, Fraid, he goes to college, gets into trouble, I don't know, gets in trouble with the law, gets in trouble with a girlfriend, because I've heard all these stories, right? Some guy got into some kind of an issue, hit rock bottom in his parnasa, whatever it was, And he starts to think, and he decides he wants to be from, right? So the Eilam always says, oh, you know, he only became from because, you know, he was coerced by life circumstances, not real by that guy, you know? Rav Aaron was speaking on this one, said, Pon Flaker, it's the other way around. All the way around. When yes, the Sfarim do talk about the idea of coming to have Avas Hashem when nothing beat you into it is a higher Madrega. That's definitely true. But a lot of times, when people willfully become from, because, you know, some Kiruv guy is nice, and Shabbos Sudas are nice, and the potato kugel tastes really good, and the end of the day, they're doing it because they decided they want to do it. They're doing it because it's something that they felt would make their life more enhanced, right? They really enjoyed the idea of family and community, and they really like potato kugel, right? Yeah? So what happens when the going gets rough? Sometimes this chevra, they fall off. Because it was good for me to join up, and if it's not good for me, then I'll ditch. When a person goes through a rough patch and he has to think critically, he's aimed on an MS, which he would not have chopped without the situation forcing him to stop and to be mizbeinin. And he chops, why am I in this world anyway? What am I doing here? Then if the person sees Yeshua, Avada, then he's confirmed that he's right and he'll carry on. But it forces a thought process, and that thought process which can hold the person to be engaged for the rest of his life, because he's realized that the Tachas HaChaim is not the way he was running until now. He's realized there has to be greater purpose and meaning in this world, and he's realized that the Amos HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be true. So sometimes certain events cause us to stop and to think. The Megillah was the same thing also. If you had a Tzara and Teva and a Yeshua that came out through a Nase, but it was a Nase and Teva, that caused them to stop and be Mizbeinim. It was a point of reflection, right? Oh my goodness, like it looked really bad in the Teva, and Lamai said, all worked out in a way which makes no sense, and yet the Teva is still there. Vaisa is the same Abishur that caused it to be good. It's the same Abishur in the beginning that caused it to be bad. And I see the ending is that the sum total result is he does it because he loves me. That thought process, and when we take the events of life and we contemplate them, and we come to new levels of realizations, it's a very deep level of Kenyan. Much deeper than seeing an open miracle. Because open miracle is, ooh, ha, and then it's over. Right, but something that makes you stop and to carry it with you and to think, then that's something that's, you know. Then again, obviously, an open miracle will also make you stop and think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the word is over here that the lesson was about normal life, that they saw that even normal life, the Eibishter is there. That's what was so powerful about the experience. Hakara Zois, this recognition, Shekol Nasa Bria Adla Pratim, this recognition that everything that happens in the universe, down to all the minutia details, Av Mashanira Lanu Kiraba Virenu, things that seem like they're bad, right? The IRS audited you and your car broke down. Hakol Hula Tovo Seinu, everything is for our own good. V'niflosecha Machshosecha Aleinu, Kosh Baruch Hu is making Cheshbenis for us. And we're going to see that Lassad Lavo, we're going to see how everything we went through, even though it seemed rotten and terrible, is really toif. So says the Ramchal, he says in Dastunis, Kosh Baruch Hu one day will reveal all of his ways. So Hashem's ways are mysterious. Why did the things happen to us that happened to us? Why was a person born stupid? Why was a person never successful in work? Why was a person's children go off the derech? Why this? Why that? Why? Why did the Holocaust happen, right? The answer is that I can't answer you. You're just not a Maimon, right? But it will be revealed. All will be revealed in good time. In Purim, they got to see a microcosm of that. They got to see where they saw that everything goes L'Toiva in the end. He's going to show us. Even through the most painful moments, even when Hashem was reprimanding us, there are preparations for goodness. Everything we go through in life is a hachana to bring out bracha, right? Just a cute story I heard, very geschmacka story, that there was a dude that was driving and he ran into a bunch of Breslover chassidim. No, I ruined that. I'll start again. There was a checkpoint in Eretz Yisrael, and an Arab came in the checkpoint, and the officers, Kiyadua, grilled the Arab over where he's going, this and that. They held him out 40 minutes, you know, they couldn't catch him on anything. And finally, one soldier said, the guy was Dati, actually, and he had a little tiny yarmulke. No, it didn't look like the biggest tzaddik. He said, no, it's a stolen car. And they were all like, I don't understand, how do you know it's a stolen car? How do you know? What kind of real credit do you have? How do you know? It says, call the DMV, you'll find out it's a stolen car. So they called up, they found out, boom, the car was stolen, right?
Wow.
Yeah? And they asked him, how do you know that? And he told them, look at the bumper sticker on the back. It says, Einel Mavadai. An Arab doesn't have an Einel Mavadai bumper sticker on his car. What's the backstory? You know this, Maisa?
No.
Okay, what's the backstory? Backstory was like this. that there was a Yid, a Fry Yid, that was driving, and he ran into a whole bunch of wrestlers, right? And they were bugging him, buy this, buy that, buy this safer of the Rabbeinu, buy that, put it in your car, it'll be a shmira on you and in your car, and this and that, or whatever it was. And he told him, go away, I don't believe this stuff, go away, go away, go away. He said, at least a bumper sticker, come on, like Tushak, you know what I mean? Like, right? So finally he's like, fine, okay, whatever. So it was a bumper sticker, and they slapped it on the back of his car, and they went on, he went on. So he's driving and driving, he gets really tired, and he pulls over the side of the road to get a coffee. He goes to get a coffee, he comes out, he finds his car stolen. And the guy was mamish incest. He was mamish angry, angry, angry. And he said he's going to find the first rabbi, first the religious-looking fellow, and yell and scream at him how the whole thing is sheker and stupidity and this and that, whatever it is. So he goes looking, looking, looking. And finally, like, yeah, 2 hours later, he runs into a Haredi guy. He's screaming at him. He's cursing at him. He's telling him that a bunch of genovim, you people. Meaning, because he associated all Haredim together. He didn't make the chilek between one Haredi guy and the wrestler people. But the wrestler was told him to guard his car. And look, the other album, it got stolen, right? He's screaming. He's yelling. As he's yelling at this guy, he gets a phone call. Yeah?
Yeah.
And the phone call says, did you have a car stolen from you?
Yeah.
Says, yeah. Says it's by the checkpoint. You'll get it back, right? Meaning, that's the word, right? Ain't no mabade. The Eibusher is there. Even at the moments when you think it's like mamish, the worst, the worst, the worst. Little do you chap that sometimes it's all nahapachu. All of it's there is a hechatimsa for bracha, right? So anyway, just cute maisa. But yes, Purim was an example of that where it got really bad, guys. Genocide was looming. It would have been the end of the Jewish people, and boom, the whole thing flipped around. And that gave them that chinuch to understand that ultimately Kosh Baruch Hu is chesbining us l'toiva, whatever we go through. Yisoid zeh, next paragraph, ka'amar, yizgalon abizir ampim neis purim. So this concept that Lassa Lava will see that all the evil we went through, all the persecution, all the beatings, all the pogrom, all the suffering, right? All of it was just a hachana for bracha. We'll see that in the future. Purim was a mini version of it where we got a taste of it. We got to see that already in Olam Hazeh. And that's what made Purim special, because you didn't see that by the other Nisim necessarily. It was the first time that we saw the Eibusher's love, and that whenever he patches us, it's because he loves us. And the love to his children, Latzilan, to save them. That even in the world of Teva, he's guiding them. Even in the worst time of Golus, no Beis HaMikdash being ruled by a foreign nation. Kach Isa Begmar Chulin Esther Minatari Menayin. So we want to know, where is the source for Esther? Since when do we want to know when people in Tanakh have a source in the Torah, right? What in the world was the Gemara asking? And Zok the Gemara has an answer. Anechi Hastir Astar Panai, right? You know the song? Okay, I'll tell you another time. Yeah? Anechi Hastir Astar Panai, right? I will hide myself from them, right? So Chazal Higdiru Lanu Bezeh Tkufas Esther. Explain to us this period of Esther. Shai said, Tkuba Shal Hester Aster. It was a time where Kosh Baruch Hu hate himself. He double hate himself, right? The Hainu Aster upon him, Begolus Vitsaris. It was Aster upon him, there was Golus Tsaris. And we just learned in the Galatas in the morning, right? Yeah. Achashverosh was Oy Roishi, right? That anybody who lived during the time of Achashverosh said, ow, I have a headache, right? Why it was so terrible to live under the rule of Achashverosh. It was Mamash's man of Hester upon him. So it was Betecha Hester Zer Ro Esa Anoichi. Within the world of Hester, there was the Eno Milvado, right? There was the Anoichi Hashem, just like our dear Kofer of a friend, right? In the midst of his Hester upon him, there was an Eno Milvado moment, literally. The Hainu Ro Echa, Kodesh Baruch Hu Managas Teva. They saw Kodesh Baruch Hu pulls the strings of Teva, Kirtzaino, to his will, the Tevas Hamisar, for the goodness of the Jewish people. Va'at Beis Galusam, even at the time when we're in Golis. Asher B'mabed Shitchi Nir Shurichikim Me'ilav. From the external perception, it would look like we are very far away from the Eibusher at that moment. No. Even though it looks like we're very far away, he's actually holding our hands. Aval pikim is b'inen royesh manhigim ba'ava b'rachamim gedolim. Right? It's famous maisa. You know the maisa of the Ani Mamin? You know the mudras of Ani Mamin? You know the story behind that one?
No.
You know the story behind that? Yeah, the Rebbe liked that one. Yeah, you know the story behind that one? That there was a train full of people being shipped off to the gas chambers. And there was a person there that was a Majitzer music composer. One of the right there Nigunim was on the train. And on the train he came up with that Nigun.
Yeah.
Very haunting Nigun, right? And he sang it on the, he started singing it. And Ba'ava on the train. And he got everybody else to sing it Ba'ava on the train. And the whole car was cramped you know, no water, people eating other people's urine just to stay alive. I mean, it was bad stuff, you know what I'm saying? And then what happened in the end? They were gassed, all of them killed, right? They were all singing the Niggun. Yes. And he turned to the two younger Majid Chasidim. He said, you have to get this Niggun back. You have to get this Niggun back, right? So the two of them jumped out the window. One of them died jumping out the window. The other one survived, ended up escaping, and made it to the Majid Rebbe. Made it to the Majid Rebbe and gave it back to the Majid Rebbe, right? Yeah. And so the Lubavitcher Rebbe, famously in the 1970s, taught that to his Chassidim also, and he said that any Niggun that was composed in Mesiris Nefesh gives a Yid the Koyach to be Mesiris Nefesh, right? What was motivating that guy writing that Niggun while he's on the train?
That even this is really good.
Or the Deibush is with me right now, yes, 100%, yes, and that the Deibush is with me now also, and there's a future. There's a future. Ani Mamin, I believe there's a future, right? All of this insanity is going to turn out one day for something Toif. They didn't see it. Right? Let's not get too chassidish over here, right? It doesn't always turn out well, like in all the stories, all the fairy tales. Yeah. It doesn't, the Peretz doesn't always die, and the Gid doesn't always get out of jail, and it doesn't get his money back from doing the mitzvah, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes they live a miserable life and they die in a rotten way, right? But we have the Emuna Shlema that it's going to a good place, whether in this world, whether the next, certainly this world at some point is going to a good place, it's Mitzvah Mashiach. It will come, right? But it's that understanding that even in the biggest of the Hester upon him, there's a direction, it's moving somewhere, right? That's what they saw during Purim. They saw that the Teva is moving somewhere. It's not aimless. It's not aimless and it's not destructive. It's moving in a certain kivu. Avsham, Megillah, Meri Al Kach. So the Avsham, even the word Megillah, the why we call it a Megillah itself, Megillah's Esther. What's Megillah's Esther? Esther being Hester upon him. And Megillah being Giloy, revelation, that within the Teva, within the Esther upon him, there is a Giloy. Klomer, Sipur Anes Kosov Masur B'tzurazeh, HaMegalah, it's Megalah, Esther Ashkacha V'Hashem, even during the time of the Esther, Megillah's Esther, that it's Megalah, the Megillah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ashkacha is there, even when there is a Anoichi Haster Aster upon him. The Minig is, we saw that in that big Tosis, remember, on Daf, Dollar Hay, remember that? The big place where all the Minhagim and Purim. He brings you roll it out like a Igeris, like a letter, right? And you let it, what?
I think I missed that.
That was the big places, yeah? You roll it out like a letter, the Hainu. Nisei Purim Agudim Knusim, right? What's Lashon Igeris? Igeris is a Lashon of Agar. Different things that are laden within it, meaning it was filled with content. Right, but on Hagas Hashem betivis within the teva of your mizbeinim, and you spread it out. Right, you'll find out lein kol as avos Hashem la'ame b'tocha hasters. You have to see the whole context of the Megillah to chab the whole thing mitchil about soif was malav v'gadish and ashkachar pratis of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The whole story actually went from the third year of his kingdom until the 12th year of his kingdom. So it was a 12-year story, and doesn't feel like 12 years when you read it. Why? Because Mordechai and Esther were pulling out all the shrushim, all the roots to the story, right? Why do we have to read about the Gemara handles? You have to read about Takfos Shachashverish. Why do you have to read about the party? We're going through all the Zagadata now, about how much money he had, and the kelim were made out of this, and the floor was out of this, and the fabrics were made out of this. Who cares? Teretz is that Mordechai and Esther Baruch HaKadosh, every Nakuda that's there is what led eventually to the Yeshua. Somehow all these random things, had you been there, you wouldn't have understood what in the world was flying. They were all puzzle pieces that led to where it was, to where it was, to where it was, to where it was headed. Okay. Let's think about this a little bit, he says. We'll learn many studies of Hashem just thinking about it. Why were the Yidim the Xer of genocide? Why? Because they were Nena. I'm going to read some English. I'm going to try to do this fast. Because they were Nena from the Suda of that Rasha, right? That Mordechai warned them. He said, don't go. And what they went anyway, right? Why? They had a whole cheshbon. They thought politics, where it's Agudas Yisrael, the OU action, it's a lobbying group. We have to get close to the king. If we don't go to the Suda, what's it going to look like? Blah, blah, blah. But what did the tzaddik say? Don't go. All your cheshbon is.
Mordechai was there, sir.
Yeah, well, once they did it, I guess the hashkafa would be, then you make sure they eat kosher and don't slip further, right? Mordechai knew that getting close to the Goyim like this was going to bring out a huge kitrig din, right? Hari Niflahu, he says, that very Suda, Kosh Baruch Hu, laid the side of the Geula if we would do tshuva. Why? Because it was at that Suda that the Rasha, Haman, who was Mamuchan, gave the Eitzah to kill Vashti. What caused Haman to fail his plan in the end?
Because
Esther. Where did Esther come from?
Instead of Vashti.
So Esther already, her root was from the Suda. The very Suda that what?
Mordechai said not to go to.
Which caused what? The Gzera in the first place. So the Refua for the entire Gzera started, and the Refua all came about from the same Suda, and the very person that was pushing the Gzera, Haman, was the very person that made his own bed by advising to kill Vashti. You learn the Malbim, he says the reason why he did that is the king wanted unlimited power. So he wanted to show the old Malchus of Bavel is dead, and that's why kill Vashti, and take on a commoner as a wife. You'll be the royalty. You don't need a wife who's royal. His whole plan was to give more power to Achashverosh so he could cut more power. But in his act of getting more power, which would enable him to do genocide, he caused his own downfall, because that's what put Esther in, which eventually put him on the tree, right? I mean, it's amazing. Within the Teva, every single... You could not have guessed how many 15 plot lines would have been there at that moment when we were there, right? So he says... that when a person is tshuva ma'ava, he's mekadesh Hashem Shemayim. Why? Because he sees that all the chesedim Hashem does for him out of love, he chaps that everything he did that was wrong in the past was a tool to get him to where he's going. When you do tshuva from Yira, the pshat is you realize, oh yeah, Hashem's really big, I made a mistake. When you do tshuva ma'ava, which is this dark of dvekas to Hashem, you chaps that all the various you did is what led you to where you are, all the mistakes you fell on. Memelo, they become schuyos, because those very mistakes is what led you to that dvekas eventually that you had with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This tshuva ma'ava that they had is when they looked back and they saw all the chesedim step by step by step by step. That's what caused the ultimate dvekas of Purim, that made Purim a day that was bigger than Klai. So he then speaks about next, the idea that by the Yidim, we have a concept of refuas kodim lamaka. Why is that? When a kid misbehaves, you hit him. Why are you hitting him? If you're a good tati, it's to teach him a lesson. If you're a bad tati, it's because you have anger management problems, right? Yeah? When an enemy attacks you and you hit them with missiles, why are you hitting them? To kill them, right? Yeah? Very different than a father hitting a son. The pasuk says, just like a father chastised, so too a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives teicha to his children. Klal Yisrael only gets tzaris from Hashem because he loves us as a means to get us to improve. By the Goyim, they don't have refuah kodim lamaka, right? Why?
Klal doesn't care.
He doesn't care. Either they're chayiv or they're not chayiv. They helped the Yidim, they didn't help them, they did it theirs, they didn't do it theirs. One way or the other. Either you deserve to be destroyed or not. Only by the Yidim. So it's sometimes the patch itself is what brought out the Ava, because they chapped that everything that was there until then was because of course people loved it. So that was a whole new gang in Kabbalah Sotera. That was a whole new Mahalik in Kabbalah Sotera, which caused that they should have this forever love with the Eibishter, because they saw that every moment of Tsar, of course, people did because he loved them. Because if you know someone loves you, that makes you want to hold on to it forever. We see that.